91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hastings, Prince Edward County is calling out for help. They're currently in need of volunteers. A Big Brother or Big Sister is there to mentor the child and be a positive role model in their life. Caseworker Caitlin Doherty says positive changes are seen.
They've improved their social skills, their manners, anything like that.
There are over 129 children on the wait list for Big Brother or Big Sister. Officials in Mexico say a Canadian woman was the ringleader in a plot to have Muammar Gaddafi's son smuggled into Mexico. Cynthia Venier was detained about a month ago and is being held with one Danish and two Mexican suspects. The four are being held on suspicion of falsifying documents. Officials say they plotted to smuggle al-Sadi Gaddafi and his family into Mexico under false identities. The Lower Trent Conservation is warning those around the Trent River of rising water levels. The LTC are warning that above-normal precipitation has led to increased water levels on both Rice Lake and the Trent River. While no major flooding concerns are present as of yet, residents are warned to expect increased runoff as a result. Pope Benedict XVI has illuminated a huge Christmas tree lighting display in Umbria. The best part? He did it from the comfort of the Vatican using a Sony tablet. This is the first time that a pope has used a tablet to initiate such an event. The tree is a display of nearly 1,000 lights on the mountainside in Gubbio. Benedict was able to light the tree using a Wi-Fi connection with the local power grid. Ex-Pennsylvania State coach Jerry Sandusky has been arrested on new sex abuse charges. Authorities say Sandusky was arrested and arraigned today. The charges were brought after two new accusers were questioned by a grand jury. Both alleged victims were part of Sandusky's Second Mile charity. One claims he was assaulted in 1997 and the other in 2004. A call seeking comment from Sandusky's lawyer, Joseph Amendola, was not immediately returned. The downtown Toronto park that once served as a base camp for the month-long Occupy protest is getting a free facelift. Kyle Tobin has a project to restore the lawn at St. James Park.
As long as we get it down before everything freezes, then it's going to be perfectly in place and it'll hibernate for the winter. And come spring, it'll just start growing right away.
Dozens of volunteers are preparing the grounds today so that they can lay new sod tomorrow. All right, now it's 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Tim Baer has sports next.
The Ottawa Senators will get one more kick at the can tonight. The Sens are looking to avenge a 3-2 overtime loss last Saturday as the Washington Capitals pay a visit. The win was Capitals head coach Dale Hunter's first since taking over from the fired Bruce Boudreau on November 28th. The Sens will look to keep the ball rolling after a 4-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. It's a rematch of the 2006 Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton tonight. Carolina Hurricanes head coach Kirk Muller is still looking for his first win in four games behind the Canes bench. The Oilers are also slumping, losing four of their last five. And there's one other game in the NHL tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers will go for a perfect three-game road trip as they visit Buffalo. The Sabres have struggled since being hit with multiple injuries. Will he stay or will he go? St. Louis Cardinals all-star first baseman Albert Pujols is pondering his future with the club. Many believe the bidding for the free agent is now a two-team race between the Cardinals and the Miami Marlins. Both teams have offered Pujols 10-year deals worth up to $220 million. Pujols has spent his entire 11-year career with the Cards, winning two World Series, including last season. A tough break has caused a Canadian mixed martial arts star to end his season early. Ultimate Fighting Championship president Dana White tweeted that George St. Pierre will miss 10 months after blowing out his knee in training. The injury means GSP will miss his February 4th welterweight title fight versus Carlos Condit. Nick Diaz will fill in for St. Pierre in the UFC 137 main event. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X Weather today, mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy later in the evening, wind becoming west 20 kilometers an hour overnight and low of +1. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy late in the evening. Wind west, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the morning and a high of +3. Friday, snow or rain with a low of +1 and a high of +2. For 91X News, I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. and the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.